This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Civic and governmental organizations around the world are marking International Women's Day Friday with rallies, conferences, art and cultural projects, and lectures. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, the occasion brought thousands onto streets across the globe.
The marches and protests are being held under the slogan hashtag balance for better, with calls for a more gender-balanced world. The day, sponsored by the UN since 1975, celebrates women's achievements and aims to further their rights. Women in Spain want change amid a persistent salary gap, violence and widespread inequality, while in New Delhi, India, hundreds of women have marched demanding an end to domestic violence, sexual attacks and discrimination in jobs.
One day after the U.S. House passed a broad resolution condemning bigotry in all forms, U.S. President Donald Trump Friday called the Democratic-drafted resolution vote disgraceful because it didn't go far enough in condemning anti-Semitic comments. While Thursday's vote was intended as a rebuke for comments Representative Ilhan Omar made, which were interpreted as anti-Semitic, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the resolution should remind all lawmakers that their words carry weight.
And all of us must remember, as members of Congress, as President of the United States, that our words are weightier once we cross the threshold into Congress, and indeed they weigh a ton when someone becomes the President of the United States.
President Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it is a very good deal. He made the comments Friday as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in the southern state of Alabama. The U.S. and China have been battling over trade tariffs since last year. This is VOA News. The power outages that hit Venezuela Thursday continued into early Friday. The blackout hit most of the country's 23 states. The capital, Caracas, usually spared electrical cuts, was also struck at the peak of rush hour. AP correspondent Josh Goodman reports President Nicolas Maduro has ordered schools and all government entities closed and has told businesses not to open.
Power outages have become more frequent in Venezuela over the past few years as a result of decay in the national grid. This one started last night, right around rush hour, when people were coming home, and it quickly spread to many, many states. We're not sure the exact number, but some say 22 of 23 states. And then this morning in Caracas, 15 hours later, there was still no electricity, and President Maduro ordered schools to close and told businesses not to open as well.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons released a report last week that said there were reasonable grounds to believe toxic chemicals containing chlorine had been used in the attack in Syria in April of 2018. The Syrian government rejected that report, saying it was full of flagrant falsifications of facts and lacked credibility. Eyewitnesses and medical workers at the time said more than 40 people were killed in the attack in Douma. The report did not assign blame for the use of the chemicals. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump made the comments to reporters Friday as he prepared to travel to Alabama. He said he's greatly improved U.S. relations with North Korea during his time in office. North Korean state media said for the first time on Friday that the summit made no advances and its people were blaming the U.S. for the lack of agreement. UK leader Theresa May on Friday called on the European Union for one more push to strike a Brexit compromise deal and told Parliament if lawmakers reject her plan next week, then we may never leave the EU.
Next week, members of Parliament in Westminster face a crucial choice: whether to back the Brexit deal or to reject it. Back it, and the UK will leave the European Union. Reject it, and no one knows what will happen.
The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule has undocked from the International Space Station and ended its 6-day test mission on time and as expected, with a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean. The Dragon brought supplies and equipment to the space station, where it stayed as astronauts conducted tests and inspected the Dragon's cabin. It's the first American commercially built and operated crew spacecraft in 8 years since the end of the space shuttle program. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.